I'm Captain Lou Albano talking to you about drugs. Kids, don't be afraid to say no. Anyone that asks you to use drugs is not your friend. Drugs can and will kill. Remember, don't be afraid to turn to your priest, your rabbi, your minister, your moms, your dads, your teachers, because drugs can kill. And if you do drugs, you go to hell before you die. Police.
Hi, and welcome to Newscast. This is episode 53. I'm your host, Neil Ronahan, and with me, as always, is Andy Gergen.
What's up, Neil?
Nathan Mustafa. And Miller. Boo! And, today's going to be, a regular show. So let's just get straight down to business and talk about some news, because that's what we do on the newscast from time to time.
Occasionally.
When we feel like it.
First up, today there was a mildly humorous video that was released by Capcom about Resident Evil Mercenaries. It was about the War on Horror. Check it out on the website, NintendoWorldReport.com, if you want to see it. But at the end of that trailer, they revealed a release date for Resident Evil The Mercenaries 3D. The game will be coming out on June 28th, 2011, right at the tail end of quarter two.
Is that the tail end of the launch window, too?
Yes. Well, I think the launch window technically ends at E3.
Oh, okay. Still, that's pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, in my own eyes, that's launch window, but not Nintendo or Reggie's eyes. I'm pretty excited for this game. As someone who played a little bit of the Mercenaries modes, and someone who's been impressed by this at the press events I played it at, I'm excited.
Does it feel like it could be its own whole game?
It really depends on how much content they have.
Right.
I haven't really kept up too much. I mean, they keep on, like, I don't know if there's been, like, hard numbers on, like, I know it has everything that's in the mercenary modes in 4 and 5. I don't know if there's extra stuff on top of that. But
I think they are adding things.
Yeah, I know they are, and I know there's going to be local and online co-op, which is pretty baller. And the 3D does look really cool in it.
Yeah.
I can say that.
Now, how does the mercenaries mode work? Well. Do you move through a level like you do Left 4 Dead, or is it more like a horde mode?
No, it's like horde mode.
It's you get one map, and yeah, like horde mode.
Yeah, like, you're on a map, guys come at you, you try to get high scores. It's got a pretty addictive high score mechanic to it. I didn't get too involved with it with Resident Evil 4, but I had a lot of friends. I also didn't own it on GameCube, but I had a lot of friends who played the shit out of Mercenaries on GameCube, probably even more than the actual game.
And it's really fun in 5 with a second player.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think the co-op will be really awesome, because all the levels will be co-op, and I think there's something like 8 characters to choose from.
Nice. Maybe they'll spot pass more in, because the new characters are really just different loadouts.
Yeah. I mean, I had a lot of fun. I think one of them, I think it may have been Claire. I probably have this wrong. Resident Evil fans should hate me. But there's like some kind of electricity gun that one character had that I loved using in the demo. Because it was actually, I think, back at the 3DS press event in New York before it came out. I probably, because no one was at this demo, and it was like in an area where I could just sit down on a comfortable chair. So I played through like with all the 4 different characters they had there in each map like 2 or 3 times. I had a lot of fun with it.
Well, if Claire's in it, it means they're definitely adding more characters than the 4 and 5.
I think Claire, because I know Hunk.
Did she have a biker
Krauser
vest?
I don't know.
Oh, I hate you already.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Resident Evil fans hate me. I never played 5. I don't really. I'd rather just play 4 again. I really.
Well,
like
if she was black, it wasn't Claire. It was Sheva.
Yeah, she wasn't in that.
Okay.
Sheva was not in it. She's probably playable. She just wasn't in the demo that I played. But yeah, that's cool. Are you guys thinking of getting it?
I'm considering it, just because I'm a whore for Resident Evil.
I'd like to try it, but I don't know, like, at the $40 price point, a game's going to have a really, really robust single-player experience for me to want to get into it. And this game seems like it's more multiplayer than anything else.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's like it's kind of like the Yoshi Touch and Go of 3DS in a way, because it is something where it's not really, I guess, like a traditional game, so to speak, because it's just basically high score mechanics.
Well, I think single-player kind of a goal mode, like
Like
in Mario Kart, how you had the challenge mode or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah, I know there's no like campaign in this, much, but I would assume if they want to make it worthwhile and if they don't want people to kind of, I mean, Andy, I don't think you're unjustified in thinking that. I think it's Capcom's job to prove to us that, hey, you might think this is just like a shitty high score based game, but there's a lot more to it. And if they do have that goal mode and more stuff like that, then they'd definitely be showing that, hey, maybe this is worth $40.
I
want to try it.
Oh, go ahead.
I'll say I want to try it. I think it'll be fun to play. Yeah. I just don't know how much time I would actually put into it.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that like I mean, maybe like Zach would be the kind of person who would get it for $40, and Andy, you'd wait for $20 or something.
I believe it also has a demo for Revelations.
Oh, yeah. It does have a demo of Revelations, which is the other Resident Evil game that's more like a traditional Resident Evil game that's coming out in 2012. But having the demo in that, actually, it does sweeten the pot for this game a lot, in my eyes.
Definitely.
Me too.
Although, honestly, I'd rather just get that demo through the eShop.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other conversation, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't really subscribe to the kind of crowd that will buy a game because you get some minor part of another game's content in it.
Yeah.
Like, the people that are like, we get access to the Halo 3 beta. This is, you know, like, you know, I want the thing I'm buying.
Guys, get Infamous 2. If you buy that, you can get the Uncharted 3 multiplayer beta.
Yeah,
well,
I don't
want to play Uncharted 3 multiplayer.
Yeah.
I want to play Uncharted 3 single player.
I would bet you money that they release the Revelations demo on the eShop for money.
In July.
And cost you $2 or $3, just like Mega Man Legends 3.
We've heard from sources that remain nameless that I think Capcom kind of wanted to have Mega Man Legends prototype be free, but Nintendo didn't really want that to happen.
Really?
So, yeah.
That sounds very likely to me.
That's such a shame. I believe it's like, I think it'll be like $2, which isn't that big of a deal.
No,
and the fact that it's not going to be free, I hope that Capcom will make it a little more full-featured.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Who knows?
It would be cool if they made it into kind of like what the Dead Rising sequel had. They had kind of the prequel game that was its own game, but also functioned as a demo for, you know, Dead Rising 2.
Yeah, and I played the demo for K-Zero and realized, hey, I don't really like Dead Rising.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's Mercenaries. It should be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited that it has a release date. And June is looking to be I mean, there's going to be, like, that two-week period where you got, like, this, Ocarina of Time 3D, and actually, no, Cave Story 2 got pushed back.
Yeah, Cave Story is getting pushed back to August. August 8th, I think.
Is anyone here excited for that?
For Cave Story?
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Yeah, I kind of am.
I'm interested because I'm assigned it, but...
I haven't seen enough to know if I think it looks good or not yet.
I mean, we know the content's good, right? But it just doesn't. Nothing I've seen really looks that nice.
Basically, there will probably come a point when Cave Story 3D comes out that I will weigh the options of just buying the DSiWare version for $10 or buying Cave Story 3D for $40.
I have a
feeling the DSiWare version will win.
I think part of the appeal to me is how retro it looks, you know?
Yeah.
The sounds.
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, it's how retro the gameplay is.
I mean, who knows? They might have a mode in there, Nathan, where you can choose to play the original game.
Right, but if that's going to be the mode of choice, then why would you spend extra?
Well, yeah, you're spending $40 on the 3D remake, but like a bonus feature might be, you know, you might unlock the original version or something.
Do we really know for sure that they're going to bring the entire DSiWare store over? Like, what are the odds? Maybe they just pull Cave Story off the market once the 3D version comes off.
Well, because not everyone's going to have
exceptions.
A 3DS.
Yeah. I mean, there are some exceptions to it. There is a possibility that they could take down the Cave Story DSiWare version. But I know they have some exceptions, but I think it'll be more ones that, like, specifically use the camera because it's different on the 3DS than it is on the DSi. I don't know. Like, I have a feeling, like, Face Pilot might not work.
Well, I would assume anything that requires DSi-specific features, like the camera, that would probably not get brought over because it would be too much of a pain to sort of localize it for the 3DS hardware. But I don't know. It makes me wonder if they would let you still buy the $10 version of the game alongside the $40 retail side. There's certainly a reason why they may not want to sell you the $10 version. I mean, it's kind of a stupid reason. It would be kind of a shitty thing to do, but it kind of wouldn't shock me either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we got another bit of news. Saints Row for 3DS, which was announced around E3 last year. It was one of the kind of big third-party games announced there.
Yeah.
It might be canceled. We don't know for sure, but the Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network version of what was reportedly the same game as the 3DS game, according to, I think, Danny Bilson at THQ. I forget his exact title.
Minus the 3D.
He's high-ranking. It'd be... Like, there was an Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network game that, a Saints Row game called Saints Row Drive-By that was also going to be a 3DS game. And the, XBLA and PSN games are canceled, but THQ did not 100% confirm the cancellation of the 3DS game. But judging by the fact that the other two versions of the game are shit canned, I don't think this is gonna go down. And that's pretty disappointing.
I don't know much about the Saints Row franchise.
Yeah, from a personal standpoint, I don't really care. I don't really go for the GTA kind of game anyways. It would be sort of
a big title for them to have to sort of like show that they're catering to all markets.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. That in that respect, it's very important, I guess.
But you're right. There's a reason I haven't played Saints Row on the 360.
Same here.
I just don't really care.
Yeah, you know, like one of the big appeals was that you can drive in a truck that shoots shit at things. And that just, you know, okay.
That'll make me laugh, but I don't want to spend money on that game.
Right, yeah.
So I did mention kind of a hot-button issue there. Well, I alluded to it slightly.
It's one hot button.
PSN, it's down. It's been down since, what, the end of April?
It's been a while.
So, yeah. It's been about, like, what, 2-3 weeks?
Almost 3 weeks. Coming up on 3 weeks.
Damn. So let's kind of take bets here. The eShop is supposed to launch on the 3DS sometime in May. And the PSN is supposedly going to have all functions up by the end of May. Which is going to be released in its entirety first, or re-released?
When you say all functions, you mean aside from the shop?
No, the shop's supposed to be included by the end of May.
Oh, okay.
I think the idea is they may have like online play and friends list functionality back before then.
Oh, all right.
But they're not going to tell you that they're going to have the shop back before the end of May because they probably can't deliver it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I think that's sort of what we can infer from this. Like, it may be back next week. They don't know, but they're not going to tell us it's going to be back next week and then find out that they can't do that. They've already made that mistake once. They've said, you know, we'll have certain functions back within a week, and then that week came and went and, you know, no one was there.
Yeah.
Playing online. So I don't think it'll take till the end of May to get PSN back online, but of course nobody really knows because Sony's not really saying anything. I think it's not very likely. I'm leaning towards the eShop will be available first. I think we'll probably see the eShop by about the 20th, 25th of May, and that'll be just before we get PSN back up online fully.
Yeah, I think there's a chance that we might see the eShop next week. There's a Nintendo 3DS like developers conference on May 17th, which is next Tuesday.
Oh, cool.
And that refers to like someone dug it up on WarioWorld.com, which is Nintendo's like developer site. It's where Project Cafe stuff got leaked back before it was officially, announced to exist by Nintendo. But it alluded to saying that, like, well, like, at this developer conference, they're going to go over, the new 3DS eShop, which that could mean, you know, it's not coming out until the end of May, but it can also mean that it's new as in it just came out. which I think that when the eShop comes out, it's coming out on a Monday. I would probably put big money on that because they haven't really, I mean, with the exception of, DSiWare, which I believe debuted on a Sunday, but that's because the system debuted on a Sunday.
Huh.
Like they usually release everything on Mondays, at least in North America. So I think we'll probably see the eShop come out on May 16th.
Now, you don't think there's a chance that they're going to just keep pushing it and then release a mirrored version on the next 3DS alongside it?
I mean, there's always a chance, but who knows. But I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it's later, but I'm hopeful. I want to see it come out next week.
I'm excited about it.
I think the eShop will launch first.
Is it going to launch with Link's Awakening?
There was some kind of like Japanese rumored release list.
Ooh.
But I don't know how much like
I think Link's Awakening how much and Mario faith I have in that. Supposed to be launched.
I don't know how much faith I have in that, but that listed like Link's Awakening as a demo, which just seemed dumb.
Oh god.
I mean, I think that we'll see Super Mario Land and Link's Awakening at launch because that's kind of what Nintendo has publicly said since they unveiled it.
Like, right.
These are launch titles.
I wonder how they're going to handle the aspect ratio and all that. We've seen video, right, of Link's Awakening being played on our
videos. Yeah, I think it's actually a video of me playing it.
Oh, yeah.
Back from January. I mean, as far as I didn't really notice anything amiss, but I mean, it's not like I had a Game Boy in my other hand comparing it.
Yeah.
They looked nice. I mean, because the screens on the 3DS look pretty nice, so they look nice on it.
Yeah. No.
Do we know which games they're planning on redoing as 3D classics versus the ones they're planning on bringing over to the Virtual Console?
Mm.
Well, I don't think we're going to see Game Boy games in that category. I think we're going to be seeing like Nintendo and Super Nintendo games brought over that way.
That's like, such weird branding, like to have another line of classic games on the same service that's called a different thing.
Like,
that's a weird branding thing to do.
Like, I think we're probably going to get Excitebike for free. That was confirmed to be free in Japan.
So nice.
From the Iwata investor talks. I don't think he really said, like, specifically, although this was also from a translation, so it could have been somehow lost there, that it's definitely going to be free in Japan. And I think he didn't really say, like, this is only in Japan. But you don't know for sure if it's going to be worldwide or not, that Excitebike's going to be free.
Hmm.
I think we will get a free game. It just depends on whether or not it's Excitebike.
Yeah.
So here's a question for you. Do you think the troubles that PSN has been having, that Sony's been having with PSN, is giving Nintendo any sort of, is changing their plans at all at the last minute for how they want to go forward with the eShop in terms of things like maybe storing credit card information on their servers or, what kind of information you'll be saving to the hardware or to their network, with your hardware account? I mean, do you think that they're taking anything out of this, or is Nintendo so isolated in their own little development chamber that they're not going to pay much mind to it?
I don't think it's really going to be too terribly different from how like DSiWare and WiiWare were set up in the sense that you will have to input your credit card information every time.
This just gives Nintendo a thing to point to say, look, this is why we've got it like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's going to change. I mean, I think the rest of the interface is going to be vastly improved. But I think the way that you get money, I mean, outside of not having that point system, maybe they will have something where you can buy the exact amount for a game, which would be awesome.
Yeah, it would.
God,
that would be fantastic.
Yeah,
because it is using, like, the 3D, I guess it's like the 3DS e-wallet or something, but it's real money, not points, which is cool.
Yeah, but I just hope they don't, you know, keep us chained to a certain amount. That would just be...
Yeah.
Just be a little dumb.
Yeah. But we'll see. It should be maybe by this time next week, we'll all be enjoying our eShop.
You know what I'm most curious about the eShop? The pricing.
Yeah.
How much is Mario Land going to cost me?
Yeah.
If it's more than $5, I'll be pretty pissed.
If it's $5, I'm going to be pretty pissed.
Yeah. I think $5 is too much.
Eh.
That's how much an NES game costs.
Right.
Meh.
Dude, you're the problem.
I'm
well, I would say that $5 is my ceiling.
Yeah. $5 is also what I expect, though, too. I expect their flagship virtual console titles to be $5.
I think the bigger question is, are we going to see variation between Game Boy games? Like, for instance, like something like Link's Awakening or Super Mario Land, you know, I might be inclined to spend $5 on those, but like how they have like those Jaleco or Jaleco or however the hell you say it.
Jaleco.
Those games coming out.
I don't know.
I wouldn't spend $5 on those like weird ASCII third party Game Boy games.
I totally agree. I think that the average Game Boy game is worth far less than $5. Yeah. But the best ones I would pay $5 for.
Like I'd pay Super $5 Mario Land for 2, I'd pay like $40 for that. I fucking love Super Mario Land 2.
Metroid 2. I would love to have a playable version of Metroid 2.
Yeah.
I'd pay $5 for that. But yeah, there's.
I did. I got one online, but the save battery's dead, so it's
the vast
really
majority
hard to play.
Of Game Boy games are awful. I mean, in my opinion, like there are good Game Boy games. I'm not trying to say there's not, but in my experience, the vast majority of them are not very good. So
yeah,
I guess
it's a very limited system.
Yeah, we will have to wait and see. I can't get over the weird branding aspects. Like they've got the Wii Virtual Console, they've got the Virtual Console on a handheld, which is bizarre. Although, have they even confirmed that it's going to be called the Virtual Console?
No, it's just a Virtual Console. I mean, a lot of the virtual handheld, Virtual Console handheld crap was all added by the press.
Yeah.
Nintendo's only ever called it 3DS Virtual Console.
Okay. Like, the very idea of calling it Virtual Console on a handheld system kind of bugs me a little bit.
It's still
like
a console?
Was it, I mean, the term console has largely been known to understood as a home video game system for a really long time. Like, was virtual handheld really that hard to decide on? Really? Virtual Game Boy maybe even? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's not just going to be Game Boy.
Yeah, that's what's nice. We might get Game Gear and...
Dude, why would you want that?
Hey, Game Gear had some good stuff. Shut up.
There's like a Ren and Stimpy game that I love the crap out of.
Gear was my primary handheld gaming system when I was in like high school.
You know, get some links on there, man. Maybe not links.
Well, the TG, what is it, the Turbo Express, like the portable TG-16.
Yeah, and that's weird too, like,
because
that's
it's
not,
just
those aren't
be
handheld
those
games
that are on virtual console.
That's not, yeah, Wii. Like, I'm just kind of a stickler for like developing a strong brand identity and going with it, and the 3DS is all over the place with their online offerings. It's just so weird to me. I don't know. I'll get over it once I'm playing video games, I suppose.
Do you guys remember the Lynx? Have you ever seen one in real life?
Yeah, you can flip it over and play left-handed the
same way.
Things
the size of a skateboard.
Yeah.
Sega Nomad, they need support for that.
Yes, that's what they need. They'll just bring over only if they're going to support it with Castlevania Bloodlines.
There you go. And they should have put, they had a real missed opportunity on the Wii Virtual Console for Saturn games. They could have gone all over that. Released all of them on
just
one
a bitch
week.
To emulate.
Maybe they'll support the Game Gear Master System converter.
There you go.
That's what we need.
Good times.
I think I'm too young for this conversation.
You're like a year younger than me.
You need
how?
To look up a picture.
Maybe
of the
they'll
Atari
support
Lynx.
The Nintendo 64.
Well, I don't know. I've been playing Game Boy. That was what I did.
Until we all did.
Brick.
No, that's what I did till junior high.
Oh.
Or Game Boy or one of its, children. Yeah.
As a kid who was firmly in Camp Sega when I was growing up versus Nintendo for a little while there, I seem to recall like comparing the Game Boy and Game Gear versions of Mortal Kombat. And trying to convince all of my friends that the Game Gear was the better system, when really the real answer was no one should play Mortal Kombat on either of those systems. My God.
I may have had Mortal Kombat on the Game Boy, and it was terrible.
It was like the worst game in the universe, like versus the second worst game in the universe. It was pretty ridiculous.
All right. I think that's a good time for a break.
That's a fantastic time for a break.
When we come back, we'll be talking about Thor and Nintendogs.
Let's break one off, gents.
Introducing new tilt response technology. Now you move the Game Boy, not the buttons. Kirby Tilt and Tumble, rated E for everyone, only on Game Boy Color.
Get into it.
Hi, and welcome back. And now let's get right into some games that we've been playing and kind of reviewing. It depends on how we feel. But first up, I got a Thor God of Thunder for Nintendo DS from our friends over at WayForward, who have made such games as Shantae,
yes,
that awesome Batman the Brave and the Bold DS game, yes, I reviewed last year, Mighty Flip Champs, and the recent DSiWare release, Mighty Milky Way, which looks to be pretty cool, although none of us have played it yet. But if you're into WayForward games and very colorful 2D sprite stuff, check out Mighty Milky Way. It's 800 points on the DSiWare store. And soon to be 3DS, I hope. But Thor DS is a really beautiful looking 2D, like 2D beat 'em up, that, you know, with sprite animation and everything. That, I mean, it's a beat 'em up. You can throw the hammer. You can use the hammer to hit things. You can jump. It uses both screens really well. You get these runes that kind of power up, Thor's different attacks. There's really like fantastic boss battles that take up both screens that are really cool. But it's just really repetitive. I don't know how long it is, but I just got to the fourth chapter. I think it's the fourth chapter, and then each chapter is three acts with a boss at the end of the final act. And it's fun. It's just super repetitive. But yeah, that's what I got to say about Thor on DS.
Looks pretty good, right? I mean, I assume WayForward.
Yeah. I mean, it looks really good. It doesn't have as much of the charm that I found in Brave and the Bold DS, which was another game that they did kind of on the same wavelength, I guess, in that, you know, it was a license that they made a DS game that was a side-scrolling beat-em-up, because this one's just Thor that's kind of limited, where Brave and the Bold, you know, you had Batman and everything, and he had all these upgradable weapons, and then you had all the sidekicks, which were a lot of fun, and then you had, like, you know, these assist characters that you could bring in. And let me tell you, you haven't lived until you've seen Batman with Aquaman riding a whale and knocking out, like, mind-controlled gorillas on a screen. Like, that's a really fun game. It's very short, Batman Brave and the Bold DS, but it's, like, I just had a smile on my face for the majority of that game, because it just has a lot of, like, fun, quirky ideas. And in Thor, it's a little more by the books. It's a little more just straight-up beat-em-up, like, you're fighting what looks like palette swaps of the same enemies. Maybe they're a little harder this time around, but I mean,
so not
it's
as
like,
much
I'm
effort
getting
into this one.
Yeah, it's good. It's just not great.
Yeah, it's,
I mean, it's the kind of game that was a dime a dozen back in like the NES Super Nintendo era, just like the mindless beat 'em up. Like, what kind of comes to mind is, minus the co-op, it's kind of reminiscent of, like, you know, like the Spider-Man Venom Maximum Carnage games, which, okay, yeah, they featured Spider-Man and maybe you shot a web, but at the end of the day, it was just like it was just a beat 'em up.
Yeah.
That's too bad. I was kind of hoping
the movie's
for more.
Really good, though. I saw the movie last weekend.
Is it any good?
It's very good. I recommend it. I mean, it's not like the greatest movie ever by far, but
now,
it's a fun movie. You know,
as someone that doesn't really care for comic books, but someone that does like Norse mythology, would I enjoy it, or would it just frustrate me?
How into Norse mythology
I have
mythology
several books and several bands that I listen to that only sing about Norse mythology.
Okay. If you're a stickler for things like being really right with Norse mythology, then
well, the thing about Norse mythology is that stuff is always changing. You know, it depends.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if you're open to that idea, then you know the mythology.
I mean, that's kind of like how Two Human was. It was just a different interpretation of, you know, it's, you know, Ragnarok's happening. You have all the key players in the mythology, but you know.
Yeah. I mean, this focuses a lot more on, like, Thor, and there's, like, stuff with the Frost Giants. I mean, I'm not too up on Norse mythology.
The Frost
myself,
Giants push up the moon, stop the apocalypse, I believe.
Okay, yeah.
So, so that
but,
happens.
Like, the Frost Giants are in it, and you got Thor, you got Odin, you got Loki, you got Asgard, and then, but the majority of the movie, Thor's on.
Is Odin really badass?
Odin's Anthony
Hopkins. Oh, what
does that mean?
He eats you.
Of course, he has to have an eye patch. He's old.
Odin.
I've always found Norse mythology interesting, but hard to pronounce.
Yeah. Yggdrasil or whatever.
The Bifrost, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Mjolnir.
Yeah.
They actually kind of make a good joke about that in the movie, because they have, like, I don't know if you've seen the commercials, but, like, the dumb girl character who's like, I'm going to put a picture up on Facebook. But, like, she makes a comment where, like, they're reading about, like, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, but she just goes, like, Mew Mew?
Wait, they say
the
word
that?
Facebook in the Thor movie? What's going on?
Yes. Well, because part of it takes place on Earth.
Dude, Thor, the Marvel Thor is nothing like the...
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, okay.
It's a whole different
thing.
It's
tied in with
the
Avengers.
I've been misled. I've been misled by the billboard. The billboard.
They're not aliens.
I thought they were aliens.
No, I think you're. I think you're thinking of Scientology.
No. I thought in the Marvel comics, Thor and those gods were like some super powerful alien race.
They're not aliens, though.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean, it's still like they're gods.
I thought they were alien in the way that Superman's alien. Not really, but he's from a different planet, you know.
Well, I guess the gods are Superman aliens, is right? Alien. Or any god that we think of is an alien. Yeah.
Technically,
right? Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right. Fine. Mjolnir. It's fun to say.
Okay.
All right. So, Andy, Nintendogs.
Yeah. Well, I got Nintendogs about a week ago, maybe, and it's a game that I've been trying to get it through it quickly so I can review it, but it's not a game that, like, lends itself particularly well to, you know, burning through really quickly, because they kind of limit your progress in the game by limiting the amount of money you can make, and they do that by limiting the amount of tournaments you can enter your dog into. So I've been playing probably maybe like a half an hour a day since I got it, which is probably more than I ever played the original that I actually did have the original Nintendogs back when it came out, but I think the biggest difference between then and now is that now I'm actually a dog person, and back then I really wasn't. I've been living with a dog for about 4 or 5 years now, and back then I couldn't have cared less about dogs in general. So interestingly enough, they added cats to the game, and I really couldn't care. But you know, it's not that different, really, from the original. I think there's a few new things you can do. I don't really recall the extent to which you can mess around in the original, but it doesn't seem all that drastically different. It's cute. I mean, it's really cute. The graphics are pretty fantastic. The dogs look realistic. The fur is really cool looking. One interesting thing I've noticed is that with this game, I'm actually finding myself turning the 3D meter all the way up, which is something I never did for Pilot Wings.
Yeah.
I think Pilot Wings, like, you put the 3D meter all the way up, and you just kind of get, like, you get lost. It, just
it does.
Like
I left Pilot
jumble.
Wings at about a quarter of the way up most of the time. That was the most comfortable.
Yeah, I'd usually right. be, like, yeah, like halfway, yeah, even a little yeah. less than that. I mean, I love the 3D effect in the game, but at full blast.
Right, I think it just looks better when it's put down a little bit.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but with Nintendogs, like, I find that the 3D effect is hardly even noticeable unless you have it on all the way, which is interesting.
It could be because it's slower paced. I mean, at least compared to Pilot Wings, whereas Pilot Wings, you're usually always moving.
Well, there's just not that much depth to it. Like, you're only looking at, like, one thing kind of in 3D.
Yeah.
Which, so, there's really not, it's a slower paced game. There's not much going on depth wise. But I'm enjoying it. I'm hoping to have the review up before too long. I have two dogs and a cat now. The cat doesn't really do much. You know, you can't take the cat into competition or take it for a walk or anything. There's no tricks for the cat. Basically, the cat sits around and, you know, fights with your dog over a toy is about the most extensive thing your cat does. You can buy furniture for your cat to jump up on. But really, aside from that, I am finding that they behave pretty realistically. Like, right away after I got my cat, one of the first things that she did after, like, she kind of settled in was to jump up on a shelf and kind of hide off the ground on the furniture, which is exactly what a cat will always do. Also, I saw her in the windowsill of the virtual room that I'm living in. So it's pretty cool. I'm liking it. It's not, you know, fantastic, but it's a very Nintendo-like game. And nice. I'm kind of digging it. It's
do you, will it?
I don't know.
Will it partially scratch my Animal Crossing itch?
Not. Maybe. Like if the Animal Crossing itch comes from a persistent world that sort of seems to exist while you're gone, then maybe kind of yeah. One of the things that the game does is has the you take your dog for a walk two different ways. One of the ways is just you just hold a leash and the dog will walk, and after like 10 minutes you're back home, and maybe you find a present, maybe you find some people to talk to on the street. But the other way is you close your DS and then put it in your pocket and walk around using the built-in pedometer function. And that's actually kind of cool, because the farther you walk while the DS is in your pocket, the better present you get when you get back. So like last weekend, I went out to the farmer's market. And what the hell is going on? Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I just need to scratch my foot. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. We're just leaving it in.
Clearly there's some shit going on down there. Anyway, I threw my DS in my pocket with the dog out for a walk on the pedometer function and went down to the first farmer's market of the season, walked around for about 2 hours and came back home, and my dog found like a bowler hat on the ground.
Ooh.
I don't really know what good that is. I mean, I can put a hat on my dog. That's about really all you get in this game, is you can put a bow or a hat on your dog. So woohoo. That's great, I guess.
What else do you need?
The Street Pass Meat Plaza.
There's like a weird, trading, not like a collectathon, but like you can acquire materials like leather and metal and rubber and exchange them at the used goods store or something. But I haven't got enough materials to make a deal yet. It's just like cat.
So what are you selling?
Kinda, yeah. Like you combine like three parts metal and some rubber for like a dog toy or something. Huh. I don't know. It's an awfully weird way to get you to buy the things that don't seem all that different from the other kind of crap you can already buy in the regular store. But yeah, it's cute. I don't know. I'm enjoying it. I haven't played anything else on my 3DS lately. I played Pilotwings again for a little bit, but I went back to.
I burned out pretty damn quick on Ghost Recon.
I think I'm pretty done with Pilotwings.
Neil,
Yeah, I mean, I have probably the most 3DS games out of everyone because I have a lot of review copies. And I've been playing my 3DS, but I've been playing DS games.
How much time have you put into Ghost Recon, Neil? Because I got a while in, and it just feels like the only challenge is like, it just feels really tedious moving your guys across the map because, I don't know, I just feel like I'm slogging through it.
Yeah, there's definitely like, well, I mean, if I had one kind of complaint, and I should actually have the Ghost Recon review in, sorry, everyone, I have it almost done. I'm just kind of
I wrote one, Neil. Do you want me to just send it to Copy Edit?
But
oh, I'm just kidding, actually.
Yeah, do that, if you wrote one already. Damn! You son of a bitch! But, no, like, it's a really good game. But the missions feel super tedious. Like they all go on for a very, very long time, and it seems like in the beginning you're usually
just shuffling.
You're just setting into position.
It takes way too long.
And like that, and then you have to watch everyone in the other team move.
And I guess people would say, well, that's just how those games are. You're not used to it, blah 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 blah. But no, like I play Final Fantasy Tactics. I'm playing Tactics Ogre right now. I played Fire Emblem. I love that kind of game. It just feels like those games get to the point a little more quickly, and there's more to do.
And another thing that really bothers me with Ghost Recon is kind of like the save system. Like, there's no checkpoints. The only way to get a checkpoint is that, like, in the middle of the mission, you have to save. And if you fail after that, you'll go back to the save point. But it doesn't really ever tell you that. And then it also, it's like, if you get to the end of a mission and, you know, one of your guys dies, you're fucked. You gotta restart that mission. And the mission's
I've also found that there's some sort of checkpointing going on because I've saved and it's gone back to some previous point in time. And I don't really know what it's doing there. You know, I'll save, I'm like, okay, I'm good at this point, and I'll quit. I'll come back, I'll be like several moves before. I don't know. It got pretty old. It
That game just sounds too buggy to be.
It seemed like it had a lot of potential to me.
I mean, well, if you turn off the wireless, I haven't had any problems.
Yeah, I haven't had it crash at all either. After turning off the wireless, but it just seems like for something that had a lot of potential, it's not keeping me in. Like, I think it could get better, but I just don't have the motivation to get to that point.
There's a ton of content in that game. Like, I've probably put like 10 hours in.
Yeah, but is it a ton of like the same thing? Just get to the other end of the map?
Yeah. I mean, it does introduce new gameplay concepts over time. Like, they have like a fog of war comes into it later, and you do have like, you know, the different command powers that you get, and the characters level up. And that's good, but it just seems like the whole thing stretched out where it's like, it's like a 30-hour experience that really could have been better as a 15-20
hour. From what I can tell,
experience.
There's not too much deep character customization either. It just kind of happens to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you have as you move on, you do get more options for your characters. Like, you'll be able to choose between, like, do I want this weapon or that weapon?
But okay, I guess I just haven't gone to that point. I guess that speaks to how little I've played of it.
Like,
but, yeah.
I want to say, like, what is it, like, Chapter 3?
Mission 3 or Chapter 3?
Okay. Not like the third mission, but like how they have like a group of missions, and then you go.
I'm still on the one where they introduce grenades.
Okay.
Yeah, but it just got so boring. I don't know. I'll give it.
Don't hold them for too long.
Yeah, I figured. But should I just keep pressing on? Or?
But as far as on 3DS, Pilot Wings is by far my favorite game on it. But Ridge Racer is also very good. That's one that I've gone back to on occasion to just do a couple races. I find that game to be good, especially in 3D.
I've actually been, like, sort of looking through my DS collection and coming back to some games, or not coming back to yet, but very strongly considering coming back to some games that I kind of put away a long time ago and never came back to, like the second Layton game, and I really should replay through Canvas Curse at this point. Like, that game.
Andy,
I almost replayed Spirit Tracks, but I played Minish Cap for the first time, got like halfway through that.
I've never finished Phantom Hourglass. I don't know if I want to.
Don't bother.
I never will. I'll
Andy, should we
Spirit
make some
Tracks.
Sort of Layton 2 pact? Because I never beat it either.
Okay.
How
far have you played? Have you played past the
I'm
first 20 minutes
on
of the
train.
Game? Because I haven't.
That's
the first
the entire,
place you go, so
game.
we're
well,
okay, well,
I got off
I'm
on,
also on
I got
the
off
train.
On a town. Yeah, I got off
know,
on a town
not, actually.
After going through a tunnel, and then Luke's like, the cars are changing or something. And then
dude, I love the plots in Layton games. Like, you guys
well,
don't
I'm
even
playing
know.
It. I enjoyed it, and then I fell asleep, and then I'm not playing it.
Well, no, I mean, just like the reveal at the end of each game is increasingly ridiculous.
That's
yeah,
like,
I really need
the
to
third
keep
one.
Playing
like,
through
I was
these.
Playing it on a plane, and my jaw was just like on the ground, and I was just like, "Really, is
I just,
this happening right
I don't
now?"
Know, I just
this
feel like
incredible.
it's not engaging enough to me. Maybe it's too soothing. You know, just
as long as we're talking about DS games that are well past their moment of glory. Do either one of anybody on you guys on the podcast here have the Phoenix Wright games?
I have the first one on my iPhone.
Yeah. Well, I have Ace Attorney Investigations.
I want to play through the rest of them, but like they're really hard to get a hold of now. I know I can get them on WiiWare, but I'd really rather play them on DSi or DS.
When you play the other ones after that, if you want to play Ace Attorney Investigations,
okay.
I have that.
Okay. Yeah, I really wish they would just put them on the downloadable. The eShop
maybe
when,
they will.
When 3DS comes out because it just doesn't make sense that a game should be hard to get a hold of anymore. Like, we're past the point of technology now where a game should be hard to get a hold of. Let's just make sure everyone
can buy
whatever
game. I wouldn't be opposed to them re-releasing DS games on the eShop because they could up-res them and that would be nice.
Yeah.
Well, they did the same thing with DSiWare, remember? There were a couple
they
games
split them into
split
chunks
them up, and then there was
and
like,
I hope
they
get
it?
On
Maestro Green Groove, which only came out in Europe, came out on DS. And then Chronos Twins was a game that I think was supposed to come out originally on Game Boy Advance, maybe.
Well, the thing is, with the DSi, it didn't solve too many problems to have that availability. I guess it's convenient. But with the 3DS, it would solve the resolution issue if they were to put some effort into it.
Well, If I'm not mistaken, yep. aren't the DS Phoenix Wright games largely like gussied up GBA games?
But you could, you know, you could. I don't know. Is it hand drawn art or could they?
I'm just saying, like space shouldn't be a concern here.
Yeah, I mean that's true. I mean, also if they put them out on WiiWare, I really would be kind of shocked if they don't show up on 3DSware eventually.
Yeah. Because I borrowed the first one from Grant and I really enjoyed it, but.
Those games are a lot of fun.
I haven't played any more of them, and I think the games are really up my alley. I just haven't had a chance to play more of them yet.
Yeah, especially if you enjoyed 999 a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Which I finished, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that on the podcast or not, but I finally got all of the endings that I care to get. Yeah, I got the true ending, which is really it's a really well told story that sort of takes advantage of the DS.
I'm actually a little surprised you like that game
pretty well. I wasn't sure if I would like it or not, and I almost gave up on it really early on. Like, I don't know about you guys, but when I play a game, there's like about there's a point in the game, usually about half an hour in, where literally there's no reason I should have considered my like opinion on the game to be set a half an hour in. But there's a lot of games that just can't hook me for more than like 15 minutes.
Yeah, no, that happens all the time. I think it just has to do with how busy you are,
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't get past the first half an hour of 999 at first, but I was talking to Grant, and Grant was playing through it too, and he was telling me how much fun he was having with the getting that first ending, and I was like, all right, and, you know, I gotta play it now, because if I don't play it now, I'm gonna sell it in 3 months, and then I'll never get it again, because it's gonna be hard to find. So I powered on through it, and I'm glad I did. It was a cool story. I think there are some weird quirks with the story that I don't think were explained that well, but... In the end, like, I'm really happy that I played through it because I think it was an experience worth going through.
Well, why don't we go to a break and then come back with your listener mail?
Sounds good. Let's do that.
Tear paper. Okay, here we go. We're back for listener mail. We got one piece of mail this week from Donnie Doyer. I hope I'm pronouncing that right because his name lacks vowels. Hey guys, this is my first letter to you guys, so hopefully I don't make a fool of myself. Anyways, after picking up my 3DS and Pilot Wings on launch day, I've really been excited for Ocarina of Time 3D. Considering this is the only game I am excited for the next couple of months, why do you think Nintendo isn't releasing games for their new handheld? Is it because they're getting ready for Project Cafe, or because they're going to release a crapload of Nintendo games after 2011? I absolutely love Nathan's idea about the AR Pokemon map thing. Love the newscast and the other NWR podcasts. Keep it up.
I would say it's probably a little bit of both. I mean, they haven't really announced a whole ton of first-party titles for 3DS, and I've got to believe...
They have, but...
Well, I mean, they're outsourcing Zelda. They've got Mario Kart and Animal Crossing, I guess.
Paper Mario. Okay, Super
Paper
Mario.
Mario
3D.
Yeah.
Kid Icarus.
Animal Crossing.
They'll cock
Animal
it
Crossing.
Up.
Yeah, Animal Crossing, they'll
stay
just
realistic.
They'll just compile the game to the 3DS.
I have battered gamer syndrome here.
Yeah.
Not a good thing.
Okay, you're right. There are a fair number of games, but We don't all believe that these games are all coming out within the next couple of years, right? I think some of these are long-term projects, aren't they?
Paper Mario is a ways out.
Paper Mario, I believe, is slated for this fiscal year. So
I don't buy it.
Nintendo never delays anything.
Well, I mean, still, but as of now, as of this second, Paper Mario is planned to release before March 31st next year. Animal Crossing is the same thing. Super Mario 3D is supposed to, at best, come out later this year. We got Mario Kart, I think, is likely virtually everything but 100% confirmed for this fall.
I think the answer to this question
is going
to
come out in September, August or something.
I think the real answer is that they don't really put out games by the truckload. I mean, that's not really the way they've operated for a long time.
True. No, I remember feeling like this right when the DS launched.
Yeah. Well, you think about with this, they also came out with three games at launch in North America, whereas in Europe and Japan, they kind of spread them out a little bit.
Yeah.
Whereas we got Pilot Wings, Steel Diver, and Nintendogs all on launch day. So, I mean, the gap in game releases seems a lot more apparent to us because we had a fuller launch palette.
Mm.
Because if you think about it, we got 16 games at launch. I think.
But you know, they spread those launch games in Japan over like a month or something. Or two.
Yeah.
It's not that considerable, but people don't consume games at that rate anyways. So I feel like they had their hands full and they got Layton.
Suggest that their teams right now, their first party teams, are split between Cafe and 3DS, both of which are new systems.
Yeah, and some of those teams are also likely working on Wii games too.
Right.
Well, let's not, I mean, sure, but.
Well, I mean, they are. Like, we have
Zelda, I guess, Zelda.
Wii Play Motion was worked on by, like, third-party companies.
Yeah.
But was also, I mean, there was an internal team working on that. Zelda, someone's working on that. There's that Kirby Wii game, Rhythm Heaven Wii. I mean, there are obviously internal Nintendo teams working on those. How big those are, we don't know.
So the point is, they're spread thin across three systems.
No, you know what bugs me?
Go ahead.
Why haven't we heard anyone complaining that the 3DS doesn't have a second slide pad? Just thinking about, you know, what games are coming out and thinking, you know, I'd like Wind Waker to come out. But then I think about it, like, I want that game with the second slide pad, you know?
Well, the reason you haven't heard complaints about that is because there hasn't been a game out yet that would be better with it.
You're right. And I think once Resident Evil comes out, maybe we'll see more complaints cropping up. Because really, how do they make that mistake? I know I just took us off track here, but it just kind of irked me.
It's a good point. It's a problem that bothered the PSP since day one.
We're going to be having 3D, you know, 3D as in polygonal games on it. They're going to be putting shooters on it, Conduit, and we're not going to have that. How do they jump into this generation without that?
Until I see a game on the system, how we were talking about, you said Resident Evil.
Yeah.
When I play Mercenaries 3D, like, I have impressions of it up on the site. I believe I go through all the controls there. I honestly can't recall them, but I do recall them not being difficult to use.
But
like,
did you use the D-pad to aim?
Like I said, I'll be completely honest. It's been several months since I played that game, so I can't remember the controls.
Well, I just reviewed Splinter Cell 3D, and when you're aiming, you have to use the face buttons to aim.
Yeah, and I hate that. That's what they're going to have to do. Either that, or you're going to have to do the claw. You're going to have to aim with the stylus, which works, but your hand hurts. And it's just, why the hell did they do that again? Or, you know, why did they do that? They fell into that trap that Sony did.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, like I'll be more annoyed and pissed off at it when I play a game that I'm like, oh, this would be so much better with the second analog stick or slide pad.
I think it'll happen.
But until that happens, I'm not that annoyed with it.
No,
it'll probably happen.
I think it'll happen too. I'm not that concerned about it because those aren't the kind of games that I like to play on a handheld anyway. Like I'm more prone to stick to the kind of games that work well on a handheld because I don't know. I'm not a first person shooter on a handheld kind of guy. But you're right. I mean, it does kind of seem a little bit unfortunate. A second circle pad would have been good, but
there's space for it, certainly.
Yeah, there is. But I'm kind of like with Neil. Like, I'm not bothered by it yet because I haven't seen a need for it yet. And the lack of a second one on the PSP never bugged me because I never played those games on the PSP, so.
See, I tried to play Peace Walker, and I just threw the thing out the frickin' window.
It's,
But then there's other people that really like Peace Walker. I mean, I haven't read too much about
it. Like,
I mean, those,
like
those might
Peace
be the Monster
Walker,
Hunter
they,
people.
They actively tried to fuck up the control scheme in Peace Walker. Somebody walked into a meeting and said, "This is too intuitive. We've got to make it really impossible to play this game."
Yeah.
Somebody said, "All right, well, what if we map the camera controls to the D-pad, but then also you have to hold down a shoulder button?"
Yeah.
And then somebody else said, "Both shoulder buttons." And that guy got a raise.
But
we'll see.
I really wish I could remember Resident Evil Mercenaries. I know that I think that does it where it's like a you hit a shoulder button to kind of toggle between aiming.
Yeah, that's
Resident Evil,
Resident Evil game in that regard.
Yeah, Resident Evil does use the tank controls. I think that's just like any Resident Evil game, right?
Yeah.
Any 3D.
But
even
still, I mean, it controls fine. You don't need a second analog stick for that game.
You know what? Yeah, Resident Evil is probably a bad idea because I forgot about the tank
controls.
Conduit's
going to be hard to swallow.
Aaron has impressions of that up on the site, so maybe you'll hear something.
I mean,
first-person shooters, they always use the touchscreen.
They do,
anyway.
Yeah.
They do, yeah. And
I guess one way to think about it is, how many games has Nintendo developed that have required a second analog stick at all?
Hunters.
Okay,
good
fair
point.
Enough.
But once again, that was with the touchscreen.
I know, and it would be better with the slide pad.
Dare I say that the Metroid Prime games would have been better with a second stick?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, the way they do lock-on, not really.
I mean, on the GameCube, though.
Yeah, on the GameCube.
Even still.
It bothered me on the GameCube. I'd rather just aim for myself instead of have Z-targeting. I feel that you run into a lot of camera issues.
I think the reason they added the lock-on, Neil, is because they didn't have a second stick.
Yeah,
yeah,
but I didn't go through that game being like, man, I wish.
Oh no,
was
me neither,
stick.
Me neither.
I
mean, but in hindsight, you know, you think of ways they can improve something, and
yeah, and they had a way that worked.
Workaround
for it, and it was fine. Yeah. So that's why I'm not too concerned about not having a second slide pad.
Yeah,
for now,
the day will come.
Anyways, back to Donnie's question. Well, I think we answered at least the first part.
Indeed.
I know. I think we answered the whole thing.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
I guess to surmise, I'm excited for Ocarina of Time 3D as well.
Did you say smize? As in
Some
what Tyra eyes. Asks the contestants to do with their
no.
eyes on top model?
No.
What is that?
What?
You have to.
Why?
Even when you're not being all happy in the photo shoot, learn to smile
Holy
with
shit,
your
dude.
Eyes.
Smize.
Smize.
I'll start using that more. Smize, guys.
I agree with
We're
Andy.
On newscast.
Nope.
Yep.
Not at all. Absolutely not. I'm not super excited for Ocarina of Time 3D because I just played the game last year. It's hard for me to really be all that excited about any of the first party games on 3DS. Like, I'm going to play and enjoy Mario Kart because I always do. In the unlikely occurrence that they actually get Animal Crossing right, I will play and enjoy it. But
see, Andy, we're gonna have to be the pioneers. You know that, right?
Probably.
We will blaze that trail and see what you can do with that shit.
We'll have to see if we can convince them to give us two review copies of that.
Wouldn't it be amazing if in the 3D Mario Kart they let you toggle items in multiplayer just like Smash Bros. So you can turn off blue shells and bullet bills and shit like that.
That would be kind of awesome.
That would
make the game
really
for
fantastic.
Me.
There are a lot of ways I think they can make Mario Kart on 3DS like really, really good.
It's some
like,
sort of jousting system, I
yes,
think.
Yes. It really seems like Nintendo's on autopilot with Mario Kart.
It seems like they're on autopilot with all their first party titles on the 3DS.
I wouldn't
say
all of them.
What
like,
we're
I mean,
seeing coming out.
Galaxies, guy.
Huh? I'm
look at Galaxy.
No, like I said what we're seeing on the 3DS.
Yeah. We still haven't really seen much about Animal Crossing and Mario Kart, so of course we're not gonna
Mario Kart's
them.
Gonna be.
Well, let's put it this way. Based on what they put out over the last couple of years in their major franchises, Mario may be excluded. because the galaxies were pretty great. But yeah. Mario Kart and Animal Crossing on Wii were both very, very by the numbers. So
they were just
that's kind of funny because of the DS Mario Kart versions. Wii is probably one of my favorite in the series. I think it gets almost everything right.
It is pretty good, especially online.
Online in that game is fantastic. The mission, like they're still updating those damn mission things. Albeit I haven't played it since probably the summer after it came out. But I mean, like, and the amount of characters, the unlock methods for the characters, all the different carts. I like the addition of motorcycles. I like what they did with the mini turboing, power sliding, whatever you want to call it, by making it kind of more user friendly as opposed to the hit the R button and then wiggle the fucking control stick back and forth, which I despised.
Because it leads to snaking. I do like that they took that out.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I really like Mario Kart Wii is, I mean, it's at least to me, it's like the best Mario Kart game.
But you know what they do?
Okay, I'll go get it. No, I'm just, you sold me.
You know what they do need
to
do
it over these years.
With the Mario Kart games though, Neil, something they've been doing with it ever since, I want to say Super Circuit. They've been, you know, half the courses are new and half the courses are just old courses. Yeah. They need to stop doing that shit.
I've never been bothered by that because I love new courses or old courses in a new setting.
It's like, all right, the mountain course from the N64. Fantastic. Just give me a new course. You know what I mean?
I don't see why they can't just give you like all of the old courses via DLC. Sell them in packs.
Oh,
wait, Andy, I'm sorry, Andy. Say DLC?
I sure did.
You shouldn't have. We don't.
Oh my gosh! Spot passing that would be amazing.
See, once again, the potential for Mario Kart and Animal Crossing on 3DS is through the roof.
You know,
only time will tell if it's actually going to live up to that in a realistic form.
And you know, I give Other M a lot of shit, and deservedly so. But it was an attempt to do something different with the Metroid franchise.
Oh, sure. It was. It didn't. And I mean, I think Other M failed in some respects, but when it comes down to it, the gameplay in that game I felt was pretty good.
Yeah, I think the gameplay is great.
It was different.
Yeah,
but it wasn't bad. It might not have been exactly what I wanted in a Metroid game, but I had a ton of fun with that game, story excluded.
Have you played hard mode yet? You should try it.
No,
just to try.
No, I haven't 100%ed it. So, I'm not a completionist like you.
Hard mode's hard.
I think we, I think...
Nathan, let me know if/when you buy Mario Kart. I'll totally bust it
out. Dude, we will get a newscast Mario Kart
night. We'll do
a
community
together.
Night, folks.
Dude.
We'll play some Mario Kart Wii.
Toss in some Mario Kart.
Okay, I played the crap out of the DS version.
It's the same game.
See, that's the thing. You unsold me. You just unsold me. Because I remember,
but it
Zach
doesn't
and I
have,
disagree on
but
this.
The but the power sliding makes you play it a whole different way.
Yeah,
it's not that Mario Kart Wii isn't good, and it's not even that it's not the best in the series at some of the things it does. It's just so incredibly by the numbers. Like it takes it's the exact same formula as Mario Kart DS with a Wii level of polish on it. Like that's how I feel.
All right,
yeah,
and motorcycles.
I'm curious, Andy. What would you have done to change Mario Kart Wii to make it less by the numbers?
Andy doesn't have to fix the problems.
Well, I don't
but
know.
I'm saying,
like
what could Nintendo have done to make it, in your eyes, less by the numbers?
Motorcycles were a really good start. I liked playing with the motorcycles. I think Double Dash had some good ideas too, like the two different characters having one of them had the weapons and the other one drove, and you could switch back and forth. Like
and the
co-op that was
crazy
cool.
Co-op.
That was pretty cool. I don't know, like. Different kinds of races, maybe being. I mean, could you send your ghosts to people online? Did I miss that?
No,
that would have been cool.
Is the balloon battle still in there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you don't have to blow into the mic.
Oh God!
I hated that.
Maybe it's just a matter of perception. When I think back on Mario Kart Wii. All I can see is the plain white box with Mario in a cart on the front of it, and that's how I think of the game. It's exactly what it had to be, and really no more.
All this talk about this is just making me want to get off of this and go.
I kind
of
want to
imagine an almost Burnout Paradise esque Mario Kart set in a giant destructible environment, and you're just
man,
like
awesome.
Zipping through a city, just like smashing people with shells.
And it's not like Mario Kart's the only franchise guilty of doing this. It's just a pretty high-profile one.
I would like Mario Kart to take some cues from, believe it or not, Diddy Kong Racing. That was a shockingly good game. I really like the power-up system in that game.
Now, that's not on the Virtual Console, is it?
No, but it is on the DS, but you should not buy it for the DS because it's not a good port.
It's on the DS.
See, I just basically want a new game to play with my fiancé. Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light didn't work out all that well.
Get Mario Kart Wii.
It's $50.
Get WarioWare Smooth Moves. That game is pretty decent with two players. Just go back and forth in the single player, and then there's a couple of really cool multiplayer modes at the end.
Okay.
And it'll be $20.
Yeah.
As long as
that's only in Europe.
Want a game that is actually co-op or something that has a girlfriend mode?
Oh. I don't know.
Do you have Boom Blocks already? Because that's fun.
Boom Blocks is great,
excellent, man.
Yes. Yeah, we need to try that, actually.
Excitebox is good, too, although it's a little more finessey than Mario Kart.
The first game we played was New Super Mario Brothers. That was actually our first date.
Yeah, that's probably a terrible idea.
It was good because she sucked at it, and we stopped. but now actually kind of, it's like, hey, let's actually play a game here, and nothing's working.
Why didn't Lara Croft work out? That's an excellent co-op game.
It is for someone that understands. There are a lot of gaming tropes in that game that they just sort of expect you to understand.
Right.
You know, like they'll very briefly gloss over a concept that to us, because we're thinking like, how do I jump? You know, and then they tell you a new gamer isn't thinking, how do I jump? They see that thing and they go, oh, I can jump? Why would I need to do that?
Why do I keep falling in this pit of spikes?
Yes.
I gotcha.
You know, and then when it turns into jump up, throw the rope down, huh?
Kirby's Epic Yarn.
She hated that game.
Fuck you guys so hard.
Yeah, I'll just mention again, she liked Donkey Kong Country Returns more.
So
and she was better at it.
Neil, I still have Kirby and I actually played it not too long ago.
I actually lent that to NWR staffer Josh Max.
They let me return that game. I made such a case for it that they just gave me 90% of my money back and some used credit at like a local store. I was like, this game is shit. Let me explain why. I stood there for like 10 minutes and I was, you know, like complaining about it. They're like, oh my God, man. Okay. Yeah. We'll take it back.
have you thought about Barbie Horse Adventures?
Yeah, but we're so done with that.
Olsen, Sweet 16,
or Pocahontas.
I prefer the Game Boy Color game. It's kind of Lost Vikings-esque. / Pocahontas. But is this the end of newscast?
I really hope so.
I think
newscast ended a while ago.
You know, we should do the next podcast in Jurassic Park.
We should do the next podcast in the Mushroom Kingdom, you know?